And now, a Blaze Media podcast.
Even on Friday the 13th, Chewing the Fat produces a podcast. You're welcome. Let me tell you that a new study out now that eating chicken causes cancer. I know. But apparently they tracked 475,000 middle-aged, and this is from the United Kingdom, 475,000 people from 2006 to 2014, and their diets were analyzed alongside the diseases and illnesses they suffered from. They said that 23,000 people out of the 475,000 developed cancer. And this study says that poultry intake was positively associated with risk for malignant melanoma, prostate cancer, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. I mean, this was published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, which is why I didn't see it right away.
You're not subscribed to that magazine?
No, and I'm so bummed because I use...
You should know.
I know.
You should know.
So mad at myself.
What was going to happen usually when you subscribe to... After the something big, they get bad, so...
So it was carried out as an association study. Don't mess with the association, man. Don't do it.
Is that AP review?
But it also means that... This is why you just go with the headline. It also means that... It only shows the correlation between eating chicken and certain types of cancer. It doesn't show why, which means we don't know what different things these people did. It just means, you know, everybody in the study ate chicken. 23,000 of them got cancer. Yep. Eat chicken, get cancer. Yesterday, we learned that apparently this needs to be an educational podcast. I thought it was an educational podcast. However, now I have to be concerned with one student. This is just like today. It's like today's world everywhere. The teachers come in, they try to teach a class. You try to have an abundance of information so that everybody gets the information. And yet,
you have the dum-dum in the back.
One student in the back the that dum-dum. Now we have to cater to.
The dum-dum.
So for all you smart kids.
Sorry.
I mean, you can go outside and sit under the tree if you want. Go have a piece of fried chicken if you dare.
It might cause cancer.
Go down to the gym and vape. I don't care what you do.
Yeah, you might die from lung failure.
I know. The horrors.
It's a crime.
Three people have died?
Six.
How many?
Six.
Six people have died. Yeah, the horrors.
Yes, it's an epidemic.
Got to do something.
It's an epidemic, and
it's unbelievable how we're supposed to believe all these things are an epidemic. And
well, six people died, Jeff Fisher. Six is too many from vaping, and we all knew this was going to happen.
Okay,
it's vaping. We don't have no studies on vaping, but I actually do think this is big tobacco.
I'm a fan of it. That's why they went along with it, and actually, that's a great point. And I'm going to go with it because we talked about this at another point in time. Remember early on?
When
Big Tobacco was saying that, oh, that's fine.
It won't hurt us.
It's a little thing.
It won't hurt us. And then Jules did, you know, an amazing quarter, and they gave like $10 billion per employee.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we can't give you because there's a government regulation that won't allow us to give you that. So what we're going to do, we're going to give you your paycheck, but on top of your paycheck, it's going to be like $10,000 every time you get a paycheck until you hit the $1 billion, which is fantastic.
They couldn't do that. I know, but in fact.
Big tobacco.
I think that, and then they decided that everybody's vaping. And now they've decided that just because the liquid vape is named Fruit Loops, for kids.
Yeah, just for kids, yeah.
And actually, some of the names were like unicorn something. I mean, it's...
Cherry. I used to do the cherry.
It's pretty, you know, you see it and you go, well, I mean, it's a good argument. But the other argument is the law says they can't buy it, so they shouldn't be able to get it. But something has to be done. Something has to be done. It shouldn't be done by the government. That's what something has to be done. Okay, that's
well,
what it should
there's
be.
A,
anyway,
there's a theory before you finish it, and I, as soon as I heard this theory roaming around the producer's room, I thought
the vapor's
you.
Room.
The vapor's room. So President Trump came out, and this is not political. This is not political. I promise. President Trump came out and
We're
said, "This
about
is
President Trump." It is, but it's okay. Go ahead.
President Trump came out and said, "We have to handle this." Blah blah blah. We think that little Baron was caught. Vaping.
Oh, vaping.
Mom came to dad and said, "You have to do something about this." Boom. President Trump gets on it.
That's not a bad thought. That is not a bad thought. Now, again, where would Barron get the stuff to vape?
School.
Underage.
School.
Does he even go to school?
Yes.
Okay. What military school does he go to?
None. Which is why mom is so upset. And she went to Don and was like, "Yo, you're the president.
We gotta do something.
And what did Don do? "We got to get her off the streets."
He took care of it. I'll take care of it for you, baby.
Yep.
Don't worry about it.
And
I'll go
just
back in the kitchen and shut up.
Just because of the failure of one kid, the rest of America has to fall.
That's a good theory.
I like it.
Really,
it's the only thing that makes sense.
And he definitely would be that way.
Yes.
100%. That is 100% Donald Trump.
Yes.
We're getting really political now, but that's 100% Donald Trump.
Shut up. It's not political because I haven't pressed the button yet. And I'm pretty keen on this political. But think about it. That is something Donald Trump would do.
It is.
Right off the bat. Boom. Okay, we'll fix it, honey. Baron. Yeah,
I got
no
it.
Smoking.
Oh,
and you know what?
Trump hates that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, do I think he should be involved in the so-called opioid epidemic and now the vaping epidemic and the gun epidemic? The answer to that would be no. Capital N, capital O, exclamation point, no. But that's exactly what he would do, being Donald Trump, 100%.
I knew you would love that theory.
100%. That's exactly what happened. Freaking hate him. I mean, I love him for it. I love him for it. Did I say we're getting political now? When you hear that music, that means that Chewing the Fat is derailed into political talk. And we try not to do that. And sometimes
it's
very
Friday.
Difficult. It's very. It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
You know, so be careful out there tonight.
I got a lumbar puncture today. Then I'm going to send you the stream so you could make it available for people.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They don't open anything, right?
No, you're fine. I'll circle everything and point little arrows to what you need to look at. I may have to make some things bigger so you can actually see them.
It's just my back.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway,
do I wear underwear for this?
Back to... No.
Oh, really? No?
Wear underwear and have surgery?
I thought you said yes.
No? They're putting you in the hospital robe.
But it's cold.
That's all you
it's
wear, man.
It's usually cold.
Hospital
it's
robe.
Usually
that's all
cold
you get.
In
yeah.
there. It's like super nippy.
Because you got the back open. Even like at one time I went to... have some procedure done, and she came in and she goes, "Ooh, this one's going to be too small." And so she went back, and thanks for the fat joke. And then she went back, she said, "I'll go get a bigger one." But the bigger one wasn't really the fat guy one either.
He just took the tarp off the machine.
No, it's, why would they?
The MRI
no,
machine.
I understand. I the got MRI. The joke. The I got the fat joke. It's
the nurse is like, "Get the MRI cover."
It's funny, isn't it? It's funny is what it is. It's funny. All right, well, let's get back to the dumb kid in school, shall we? Oh, that would be Chris Cruz.
Yeah, after yesterday's topic, I went back and
I brought up one thing about Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley, the daughter of Elvis, the
which
king,
I thought it was a sister,
and being married to Michael Jackson. And
well, no, you said they were together. I found out by my research that we're married. Because together, married are not the same thing. But I went in there, and then
I think if we play the tape back, I also said that they were married, but that's fine. Whatever. If you want to believe your deep investigation found out that they were married, okay. That was the point of the...
But I didn't know that Madonna and Britney also kissed on stage in 2003. I didn't know that.
And now we walk through history lane of pop culture with Chris Cruz. Things that you should know and remember and be a part of life.
So you got the Wayne's brother. They mooned in 2000.
Yep.
Now, this one I do remember. Britney Spears performed with the Snake. But this is weird because it was September 6, 2001.
Oh, yeah.
A couple days later was 9/11.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was a precursor.
Yeah.
Keep the snakes away
from
Britney.
Keep the snakes away from Britney.
Well, there's someone who's, I mean, she's gone crazy.
She went bald.
She went off the deep end.
And she held a kid over like, that was Michael.
Oh, Jesus.
She dropped a kid.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, we've all dropped a kid. We've already covered that. We can't blame anybody for that. Everybody does it. But the then she fought back.
Yeah.
And she's come back huge. She had a residency.
She had a residency.
She toured the world. Mm-hmm. Now she's on the stupid America's Got Talent, right? Is that America's Got Talent?
No, what, she's not on there. Some, no.
Yeah, she is. She's on some one of those
it's
talent
not Ameri- shows. Yeah, she's, but it's not America's Got Talent. It's one blonde girl.
But she, what, she's on one of the stupid talent shows, right?
Is it The Voice?
Oh, it might, no. Maybe.
Spears.
She's got a big chair on The Voice. Island. Holy cow. That's show. That's Let's good. See. That show's gone down. Britney's got a chair on The Voice.
X Factor.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, the X Factor is not The Voice. Thank you. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, close, though. Okay.
Hey,
if she gets
not
the
really.
No, if she gets
the chair
voice,
on X Factor is not the same as a chair on The Voice.
That's what I'm saying.
Voice,
if she gets the voice, that's a pretty.
Yes, it is.
That's a pretty stamp that you
she
made
has
it.
Not
yes.
made that stamp.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You're right.
But
you're
she's
right.
made a lot of money. I mean, she's got, you know, the kids, the high, everything. I mean, she's whatever. I mean,
and then we
not
find
that
out,
I follow her on Instagram or anything and hope for the videos.
That this one is pretty cool that Madonna performed Lack of Virgin for the first time in 1984.
84. I mean, the album came out in early 80s. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember that first when that album came out the year, but it had to be like 82. That's the first time she performed it?
Yeah.
Like a Virgin in 84?
Yeah. In 84, September 14, 1984.
When did that album come out?
I don't know.
It had to be like 80. It had to have been out for a while.
And
right?
I did not know this, that in 2007, Kid Rock fights with Tommy Lee for Pamela Anderson. I said, in the audience, they were fighting for her. She's a porn star. Yeah. Well, why are you fighting for a porn star?
No, she is not.
Pamela
Anderson.
Do not
start.
We had this conversation before. She is a porn star.
Oh, my gosh. You're,
and then I do remember this one because this was like everywhere. The Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift.
That album came out in 84, too. That's amazing. I thought it came out earlier than that. Anyway, go ahead.
The Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift in 2009 for Best Female. That was awesome.
What about the Madonna and Britney lesbian kiss?
Lesbian kiss, yep, in 2003.
Tremendous.
Yeah. And then you got, I like this one, that Diana Ross touches Little Kim's boob because she had the pasties on. That is pretty
As
cool.
As we walk through pop culture history with
Chris
Cruz.
And that was 99. Like, wow. that was even before the nip slip
Anything,
on the Super Bowl.
When was the nip slip?
The nip slip was...
2003. I feel like... Well, I remember that so much. I remember...
2004.
Four, okay.
Yep.
I remember laying on the sofa...
Did that wake you up?
No, I was watching the game. I was laying on the sofa talking to my wife. My wife was coming home from somewhere. And she's, you know, I was talking, you know, I'm on my way home, whatever. And I remember saying, I think I just saw Janet Jackson's nipple. And, you know.
What did she say?
And I was like, so, okay, talk to you later. Click. You know.
Bye. It's on the screen.
I'm rewinding, trying to rewind.
Wait, did 2004, did you have TiVo back then?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I was recording the game on a VHS.
Ooh, nice.
That's probably true, actually. That's probably not a joke.
2004?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's probably true.
Okay. The Lady Gaga meat dress?
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. And then the following year, we find out her alter ego,
and by
Joe
the way,
Calderone.
Oh yeah,
that she came out as a dude. That's when the rumor started about her being a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, that was really
because
good.
They were like she has both. That was like, kind of cool.
By the way, that Janet Jackson nipple slip, I can remember when that happened. Also thinking, boy, they're gonna, you know, because they talked about things are gonna change on TV. They're gonna make things stuff on TV. It affected radio.
I remember how that happened.
I have no idea. I'm still really pissed off about it because it really affected radio a lot.
That makes no sense. It's
no
so weird.
Kidding.
It's so weird. The nipple was televised. It was not radiovised.
Correct.
And you can't radiovise a nipple anyways.
Correct.
So, like, right now, my nipple's out. So, we're going to get in trouble?
It's not as good as Janet's, by the way.
Well, duh.
But it's absolutely agonizing, the hoops we had to jump through because of that on radio.
But why, though?
I don't know.
Did we get an explanation on that? Was it, like, managers, or was it, like, people getting ding?
I mean, we had to go through all kinds of new tests. And what we could say and what we couldn't say. It's just agonizing. Agonizing. We're done with the history class today because now I'm pissed. Remember October 4th, the Joker's coming out. Speaking of pop culture. Everything I hear is obviously tremendous. We'll see. I want it to be. The trailer looks great.
The last one, yes.
Phoenix is doing the rounds, and they've made him sound crazy. I read a big article on him just walking off the set. Like, they'd be in the middle of filming a scene, and he would just walk away. I don't feel it. And he'd walk away. Well, so they make him sound crazy, but he... He's not crazy. He's trying to be crazy.
And that's the thing, too, because the Joker, the guy that killed himself,
Keith Ledger,
was doing... with a K. Oh.
I mean, you said with a K, Keith? It's H.
Oh, it's Heath. Heath Ledger, sorry. He also was acting weird and was way too much into the character. People were reporting him.
That's what Brando said for years.
Yes.
Brando talked about why he stopped acting stuff because he couldn't do it anymore because it
could not come out of it.
He couldn't remember. Right.
He could not come out of it. Right. And that is scary.
I know. Listen,
that is very scary.
I've done some roles here at the network that you don't know if you're going to get out of it or not. I know.
Please elaborate on your role.
I don't like to talk about it.
But I'm going to make you talk about it.
When we were filming the Christmas Twist,
ooh,
and I was I was the plumber,
yeah,
that was in love with another man's woman, and it's a role that I every time it airs around the holidays, I'm reminded of how difficult that role was to continue on. There were a couple of scenes. And I don't want to tell you what they were, but you'll kind of get the feeling when you watch the film Christmas Twist, which ones they were, where I couldn't do it and I walked away. And in fact, one scene, they just show it happening. They didn't cut that out because it was so good. But anyway, they talked about how he would be, they said it. And look, if you're the producer, the director was like, he was fine. He just wanted to, he wasn't working for him. So he went away. And then when he came back, we filmed the scene. But they're trying to make it sound crazy, right? But that happens all the time. If you're a decent, if you're into the role, like the Joker, you're not filming stuff for TV where this is your role. Know your lines, show up, shoot your lines. Be
yeah, done. Like the Christmas Twist, it's something bigger than
unlike that is what you're saying.
Like the plumber at the Christmas Twist.
Nothing could be farther from the truth on that.
Big role, like I don't know, the Joker. That we lost the last Joker to suicide due to the role, and he got way too immersed in the Joker world.
So we'll see. I mean, I want it to be really good. I want the movie to be really good, and I hope it is. And if the Joker wins, I mean, look, that's the second. It'll be the second Oscar, only to the first to one character, right? I think it'll be the first time the same character has won two Oscars, huh? Yeah. More history for Chris Cruz right there. Think about it.
That's pretty cool. That,
no talking in the back, okay?
Oh,
if you
sorry.
Want, if you want to talk, raise your hands. So I've got to mention this, or I'll have my son, my youngest son, all mad at me because he's asked me about it the last couple days. Don't forget that tomorrow you've got the big press conference for the KSI Logan Paul fight. And I'm telling you, I am kind of excited about it. I shouldn't say that probably, but the last one was amazing. And they were these two dummy YouTubers that got millions of followers are boxing in England with other YouTubers. I mean, millions of people paid for you to watch this fight, show up and sell it out. So now they've got a new fight coming up in Los Angeles at the Staples Center, which I'm sure is if it's not sold out already, it will be. And they will, you'll have the pay-per-view. You'd be going to good. And what they did, I listened to an interview from the manager who decided to take on the fight and manage it and manage this. He was like, my first thought was, no, it's just a couple of dumb YouTubers. And then I went and watched the fight, and I watched the millions of people that watched the fight and the millions of, and the, you know, the thousands that showed up live and the millions that watched all the pre-videos. And he thought, that's probably a pretty good idea to make a lot of money and bring in a lot of viewers. But he wanted to make it right. So they've turned into professional boxers. They've got professional boxers boxing in the undercards. You can, the fight is November 9th. It's the KSI Logan Paul fight. You can get tickets. They go on sale tomorrow. And that's why they're having the press conference, because tickets are on sale. You can get the pre-sale already. Now, you can watch the fight on this DAZN app.
The what?
DAZN. DAZN. It's in the United States and all around the world. It's an amazing app, and it's about boxing. It's a boxing app. So they're trying to promote boxing. And what that manager was saying is that, look, boxing is not dead, but they're not bringing any new people in, right? So they're trying, if they hook up, they're bringing in millions of people to watch this KSI Logan Paul fight and, use their app, and then they'll be able to promote other boxers and boxing. And so, whatever percentage they can get out of people hanging around for real boxing after that is a bonus. And he's right. So anyway, there you go. I mentioned it, Maximus, for you. You're welcome. You're using your own money to pay for the pay-per-view. It's just the way it goes. Is it time to spin the wheel yet? Is it time to spin the wheel? I think we have to spin the wheel for a voicemail Friday. It's Fat Pile Friday. Now I've turned it into, at least this week, for voicemail Friday. It's Friday the 13th. So, I want to spin the wheel. Since I'm sure that, our producer, we brought out the wheel of spinning wheel.
I got it.
So, all right, let's go.
Here we go.
Let's spin the wheel.
Hi, Chris.
We're going to spin the wheel before we get to the voicemails.
Oh, you actually want me to spin the wheel?
Spin the wheel of voicemails. That's the deal. Not that difficult. Jeez. So you don't have to put up with the thing. That's why he sits in the back of the room. Hey,
hi, Chris.
Thanks.
This is Alicia from
Alicia. How you doing?
Pittsburgh.
Wait, she's calling. It's my hotline. Why is she calling Chris?
And now in Deerfield Beach. I thought you had told me I could text. I am so sorry. I wish you hadn't said all this thing, but if you could,
no, you can, Alicia, you can text me.
If you wanted to contact me, please let me know. Thanks. Bye.
So she texted me, and then not only she texted me once, she's texted me like 15 times. And this is a cookie lady. She has a restaurant down in Florida.
Hello.
And she's going to send us some cookies. I just have to give her
the address.
She does need the address, Jeff Fisher. So please give her the address.
6301 Riverside Drive, Irving, Texas, Building 1. You know what you do? In fact,
hold on.
Send it to Mercury Studios.
There you go.
In care of Chewing the Fat.
Yes.
All right. 6301 Riverside Drive, Building 1, Irving, Texas.
75039.
Yeah, it's not 75309. It's 75039. Yeah, because that's what, every time I say that, it makes me think of the damn Jenny Jenny song. So it's 75039. Yeah. You're welcome. And by the way, I mean, if you're going to send them, don't send them some, don't send them cheaply. Stop.
Okay, Jeffy. You got Trucker Handyman here.
Trucker Handyman, hey, yeah,
now,
baby.
Horn. Those other two guys, truck drivers, horn. Sound like they had a car horn.
Right.
This is a horn. Listen up.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, baby. Now, that's a train horn. Hey, Trucker Dan. We love you, Jeffy. You got to get a trucking program.
I know. I'd love to.
20 stars. How about 50?
I mean,
thanks, Jeffy. The truckers love you.
I love you guys, too. I mean that. Times are getting tough on the truckers, too, man. I've been reading some bad articles on it. I need to do a trucking show, a specific show just for the truckers, because I've got all kinds of stories saved about truckers and what's happening. You guys, I every day. When I get mad at some of you truckers for only going 60 miles an hour in the fast lane, that pisses me off. Then I realize what's actually happening. I remember the stories that you told me of why that's happening, so I don't get mad anymore. But I mean, you guys run America. I make no bones about it. I know that, and I love it. I can't love you guys enough. Thank you. Stop,
Jeffy.
Yeah,
Brian, the lonely trucker here.
Oh, another trucker. Thank you.
Tiffany Trump, I didn't even know she existed until you mentioned that.
What?
I looked her up.
Are you related to Chris Cruz?
I mean, I think she belongs in the month club. Yeah, me. I know you're a man of many connections.
I am.
You could get me hooked up. I've been single 5 years, kind of looking.
I mean,
so, I don't have any
So are you tired of looking or no one is looking for you?
Dude, I know.
You know?
I'm not quite sure how to take that.
Yeah.
I think he's just...
Because I thought, doesn't the trucker world have like a lizard?
Yes.
So can you just get a lizard?
Well, that's different than having some sort of
relationship. Oh, I didn't know that. See, I'm not involved in the trucker world, but I know like truckers have lizards.
No matter what world you're in,
everybody has a lizard?
Okay, go back to the back of this room. Sit down.
Connections with Trump and... You know, she's probably single.
Oh, that's me.
I like a woman with a little junk in the trunk. So
she's got a little junk in the trunk, all right.
If you got time, send her my way. I think she's hot. She's a hot mama. Later, buddy.
Okay, thank you. He gave me a horn. Not quite up to handyman status, I'll tell you that. But he did give me the horn, which is appreciated and also a requirement. If you're going to call the show, that's clear. Now, on Tiffany, the reason he brought up Tiffany Trump is because I just was remarking that...
She's getting up there.
Yeah, she's starting to balloon out a little bit.
And she's
you
not
can tell
meeting,
by the pictures. And she's definitely not up to dad standards.
I was going
to
say, she's not meeting Trump standards.
Not even up to dad standards. And there was a rumor, right, of the secretary that just left, right? Part of one of the things that she got into trouble for... besides being drunk and talking to the press, but it was what she was saying. She was talking about how Tiffany's not really welcome and all that, but that's why. That's why. Plus, he reminds her of the mom, and it's like I said, I don't want to see her. Just she shows up for holidays. She shows up for big events, takes a couple of pictures, but the next time she shows up, man, if she's ballooned out more, oof, good luck at Christmas.
Hey, Jeff, hey. I just wanted to point out the other day you had someone who said that best podcast in history was better than best podcast ever. Personally, I think that's incorrect because history, chronologically, is only looking backwards. Ever is forward and backwards. So, you know, look for better compliments, I guess. Your show's okay. Bye.
Thanks for calling. I couldn't understand what he was saying. It was all blurred and... crumpled up, and
so
I didn't hear a word
that
he said. No, I couldn't understand what he was saying is my point.
Hey, Jeffy, it's Hurricane Dorian.
Didn't roll the wheel. Go ahead.
I'm a little tired after this whole past couple of weeks, you know?
I know.
I'm depressed now.
Oh,
I'm not even a Category 1.
I think it's going to be okay. I think I'll head out to the green ones.
Yeah, no kidding. I think you will too. Thanks for calling, though.
All right, Dorian,
whatever your name is.
Hey, Jeffy, Chris, this is Josh up in Central Idaho.
Hey, Josh.
I want to thank you guys for putting in the time and the effort into doing this daily podcast.
All right, Leon, you're welcome.
Now, Idaho was the potato, right? The potato Airbnb.
What? Yes.
We need to send him. He needs to send us pictures. He can also text me, but it has to be the pictures of the Idaho. Oh. We want to see it. Like, I actually want to see it.
Well, they had a picture of the story.
No, that's not true. No, I don't believe that picture. So
I held it up to the camera.
I did not see that.
For almost daily podcast.
Wait,
yeah,
man,
I've been
stop.
Listening to you guys for a year now.
Almost daily podcast?
Yeah, I that's upsetting. Jeffy, you give and give.
Thank you. I mean, I'm like Chick-fil-A. I'm closed on Sunday. What do you want from me? All right? Other than that, I mean, I give and I give and I give to this joint. Yeah, it's daily. I mean, okay, so I grant you that there are Sundays I take off. Sorry, it's my day of rest.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a year now and really enjoy the content. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. You can
Jeffy
text, too.
Jeffy and Chris, thank you for the best podcast ever.
You're welcome.
Couple things.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
All right. One, you guys have got to get those cameras rolling. I want to see you guys on camera.
I know.
I mean, Stu has a show. Stu.
Not anymore. Not really anymore.
Still airs from 2 to 4 a.m.
The Wonderful World of Stu?
Yeah,
so does Pat and Stu.
Yeah.
Pat and Stu still airs.
Yeah.
You know, they got to re-air the shows that were funny. Go ahead.
Chris, you can quote me on that. Also, had an idea.
Thinks he's funny.
For the dessert.
Okay.
Title. What about something like Licking the Plate with Jeff Fisher? And it's funny, yet still not as good as Jeffy, sidekick, Christopher Cruz. Let me know what you think. Thanks, guys. See ya.
I don't know who this Christopher.
Was he drunk at the end?
I guess, because I don't know who this Christopher Cruz is. Because it ain't me. My name is not Christopher.
It's not. You're not a Christopher?
No. I'm a
officially?
Christian. I'm a Christian.
Christian.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know, right?
But I like we got to add licking the plate to the list, right?
That? It's too much. Usually it's short. Fat bombs. Backstrap. Back fat.
Grizzle. Dessert.
Licking the plate with Jeff Fisher.
Well, we just take Jeff Fisher. I'm just licking the plate.
How about licking?
Chris, this is Tasha from Jackson, Mississippi.
Hey.
I love listening to you guys every day.
I love you too.
By the way, I want to listen to this voicemail. She sounds pretty hot. Listen to her voice.
She's from Jackson, Mississippi.
That's
They're
what I'm saying.
Hot,
That's what I'm saying. She sounds super hot.
Go to Jackson.
You guys are
Johnny
so
Cash.
Funny. And I'm really nervous.
Don't stop. Listen, pause for just a second. Okay. And I'm sorry that you felt nervous, but don't feel nervous because you're just leaving a voicemail. Okay. I realize that you know there might be a time and you don't know when that time would be that we would be monitoring and we might just pick up. That could happen. And so I understand that you could be a little nervous thinking, ooh, they might just be picking up. The odds are against that.
And I'm really nervous. I hung up once and that's why I decided to just call back. I'm African American and I love listening to your show.
I feel like now that she's leaving her like date me kind of bio in our hotline, which is fine.
Yeah, this
you
the,
know
the CTF
CTF
Tinder.
900. You know CTF 900. It's fine.
CTF Dateline voicemail. I'm a fan.
And I don't know what else to say, but anyway, you guys are so good. And bye for now.
Okay, thank you. What was your name again? We'll go back to the beginning. What was your name?
Hi, Chickie. Hi, Chris. This is Tasha.
Tasha. Okay. Tasha.
Is it short for Natasha? I like Natasha.
She said her name was Tasha.
Yeah, but is it short for Natasha? Because my name is Christian, but I go by Chris. Even when I answer my phone, it's still Chris. Is it Natasha or Tasha?
As she said it was Tasha. She said it was Tasha. Okay, but she does bring up a good thought that maybe we incorporate the dating line to CTF. So this might be a bad idea. Might be a bad idea for the weekend. We might call it off on Monday. But if you were interested, like the trucker and Tasha,
he's
and
lonely.
Myself,
yeah.
And you wanna hook up, look, if you were to say, leave a voicemail, text a picture of yourself, Chris might be able to hook you up. I just wanted to remind you about the Mercury One ball. You can participate by buying raffle tickets for the new A-Class Mercedes-Benz. $100 each. You can buy as many as you want. One lucky winner gets the car. And you do not even have to be present to win. See, I think that should be changed. I fought for that to be changed. You gotta be, if you're not present, you don't win. But apparently, that's the way the rules are, so whatever. But you don't have to be present to win. And you could, one lucky winner is going to be flown to Dallas to pick up the keys. If you don't, if you're not present and you win, we're going to bring you to Dallas to get the keys. That's tremendous. Mercury1.org. You can, and we could also come and join us at the M1 ball. And you can be a part of that. Look, Mercury, this is how they pay the bills every year. They have the M1 ball. We have the auction. We have the Mercedes-Benz, the car giveaway. We have an opportunity for you to buy tickets to the ball. And that's how Mercury One pays the bills every year. Now, I don't know that they're going to have a voicemail spinning wheel at the ball. Maybe if you sit at my table, maybe we'll bring the wheel up, start spinning voicemails. Might be a funny bit for the ball. They might not think it's that funny, but we would. So go to mercuryone.org. All right, back to the wheel. Did we'll fall asleep or I guess stop.
Hey, Jesse and Chris. Hey, Brian from Brownwood again.
Hey, Brian.
Thank you for nothing to do. Saying the name the other day. I appreciate that of the Grizzle.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chris, and even Jesse, too. If y'all find yourselves in Brownwood.
Oh, wait, stop for just a second. I don't want your pity already. Already you pissed me off with that. Oh, and Jeffy, too. You know, if you, I don't want your pity. No. Unless I'm 100% part of the deal, no.
Hey, Chris, and even Jesse, too, if y'all find yourselves in Brownwood, Texas, it's just a couple hours drive from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There's a Taco Bell. You let me know, and I will buy y'all dinner at the Taco Bell. Love you guys. Love you both very much. Great show. 20 stars, best podcast ever. And I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Well, thank you. And I appreciate it very much. And since it's only a couple hours from DFW and you said you're buying, I do want your pity. So we'll let you know when we're in town. Let's spin the wheel. Okay, stop. What is wrong with, can we get a new wheel spinner or something? I mean, can we?
Hey, I just wanted to touch on something. Nice. You guys discussed Wendy's breakfast. I'd say a little over 10, maybe 12 years ago, my wife, she worked at Wendy's, and they had breakfast. It was awesome. They had this sandwich called, and it can go head-to-head with any other breakfast sandwich out there, fast food-wise, anyway. It was awesome. I was really sad to see it go, but, you know, since she worked at Wendy's, they let her take the remainder of the breakfast items home.
Nice!
Basically, because they just continued everything. They took it home, and we had buffet at Wendy's. It was amazing. I documented it. It was a great event.
Very no doubt.
No. So I'm super stoked to hear it's coming back.
Yeah.
I love stories like that. So thank you, boys.
You're
so
welcome.
Talk again. Trucker Steve out.
There you go. Thank you, Trucker Steve. And I'm a fan. I think that next year, that's where my wife or my son will be working, is Wendy's.
I suggest your son, not your wife.
That's probably a good idea. I mean, I could suggest, honey, why don't you go to work for Wendy's, for free Wendy's food? And I'm guessing how that suggestion would go over, so probably it would be the son. Plus, I got to teach my son. But see, then I'd have to teach my son how to, not that I would be the person that would make extra food every morning. Oh, we didn't sell it all. Oh, darn. I never get used to not selling all the breakfast food. All right, I'll take it. I never get used to pouring 8 frosty extras for the breakfast. I wish I could figure it out. I can't, though. Look, tomorrow I'll try and remember not to make 8 extra frosties for the breakfast menu. I know. You keep telling me. You keep reminding me. I keep forgetting. And I got to make the egg sandwiches and the fries and the Baconator. Oh! If I could only remember to make enough that I wouldn't be able to take, I wouldn't have to take this stuff home. Gosh darn it. Oh.
Download and subscribe to more content at theblaze.com/podcasts.